What do you think the biggest change in the church is today from back 50, 100 years ago? Well, you don't remember 100 years, but 50, 60 years ago, the biggest change.
Well, in what way do you mean the biggest change?
Well, let's talk about in our services, in church services, things like that. I know there was some changes made when you people came in. Now, we had one thing I know was very strange to you was when we celebrated Christmas at church. The people from your area always celebrated Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And Zion was always celebrating Christmas Day in the evening. And that caused quite a commotion. Do you remember that yet?
No, I don't remember.
Had it already changed, you think?
I think it must have been changed.
Yeah, uh-huh. Some people just couldn't adjust themselves to that. They had a very hard time with the West Prussian people in changing from... another thing that was changed during that time was when I was a boy, we would get a big sack for Christmas. And with a lot of toys in it from the church. Candy and toys.
Yeah.
And then I think one of the reasons for this was that we had a lot of people working for us at that time. They were people that they wanted to give presents to to the children and so forth. But when that changed all at once too, and there was quite a discussion about that. And I kind of missed that in a way for my children, that they didn't get those big sacks. They didn't think it was necessary to spend $5 on a child or $3 or whatever it took. They thought it should be more of a white Christmas, what you call, a Christmas where you're supposed to share more. I suppose that came during the war, probably. There were so many poor people.
Well, we always had some sacks.
You had sacks. Candy, mostly?
Candy, peanuts.
Orange.
Popcorn.
No, did you have toys in them?
No.
No toys.
No toys.
There was a little difference there between what we had. When I was a boy, we'd always have, and I'm sure that the Mayor's Church was the same way on that. I'm not sure.
Well, I think they still give all the kids a sack of candy and fruit and nuts.
Yeah.
I think your dad would probably say he's got toys.
I don't know.
I might be wrong on that, but I know I got it, and I look forward to it. One Christmas, my folks, you've seen a lot of changes through your years in church. That's really my question now. What's the worst part about it? What do you think is the worst, or what is the best? Have we improved, or have we gotten weaker?
Well, in a way, maybe improved. On the other hand, again, I think they are a little more too. I don't know how to say it.
Is it too liberal?
Too liberal.
Let too many things happen, huh?
Absolutely. I often wonder what the old people would do or say if they'd see what's going on now on the television on Sunday. You take the television till 12 o'clock. It's really nice. But the minute the clock strikes 12,
yeah, well, I'm usually in bed by then. But we don't have cable television, so we don't get in all those.
Oh, you don't?
No, not out in the country. Do you have cable?
Oh.
I had a question. Abendmahl, communion. I remember my family being very strict that week. very, we didn't visit anybody. And Communion Sunday was something special. We didn't go visiting. Was that done in your area too?
Oh, not so much like that. It was special, yes, but that didn't include visiting.
It didn't. Were the children allowed to come to the communion services in Eden? I mean, the ones, well, you brought the babies, naturally, but how about children who, say, once between 6 and till they're baptized? Were they allowed to come to and sit with you during the communion?
Yeah, sure.
That wasn't in Zion. We weren't allowed to come.
No.
That was another thing.
They were.
They were.
Yeah.
That was another thing you people brought. I think it is good. I mean, you people, yeah.
They got to learn.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. They see us take the cup and drink a little wine, then take the little bread and eat. They just look at it.
When I grew up, I did not know what was going on. I didn't know till the Sunday, till the 2 Sundays after baptism, I was baptized. That was going on. Of course, I think during catechism they told us, but I had never seen it. You understand me, don't you?
Yes.
You know, baptism was always on Pentecost Sunday, and communion was usually 2 Sundays after that. Is that kind of a practice that was done there at Eden too?
Well, as a rule, I think something like that.
You had about twice or three times a year? Or
about two times.
Two times a year. Two times,
like
It was 2 times in Zion there.
When I was baptized, I got baptized on New Year's Day. And it was cold. My God.
On New Year's Day?
Yeah. And the reason of it was, there was a Flickner, Dave Flickner was his name, it was Ben Flickner's son. He was sick, and so we put the baptism on till he'd get over it, join us. And then he died. They baptized him at home before his death. And that had put the baptism off for quite a while, and so it was a New Year's Day.
Generally speaking, it was on Pentecost Sunday, wasn't it?
Was there an emphasis on the whole idea, of Jesus, of accepting Jesus as your Savior? Did they use that terminology of you know, Jesus as a Savior, as a...
Oh, yeah.
Of being born again?
Yes.
But you yourself say that you've never experienced the conversion experience. And you told me that once, didn't you?
No. I couldn't say just a minute, though, was a conversion. But I know a minute had happened.
You did?
That was the time we went to catechism, and Reverend Query, you remember Reverend Query? He was from Newton. He had two weeks of meetings in the four churches together. And at that time, the baptism was a little bit. He read our catechism class a few times. And you know it made a big difference.
Just to have somebody different
speak
to you.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason of of these meetings. I remember very vividly when Phil Wheadle came over, you know, and Walter Gehring. They stayed at our place upstairs and slept in our house a lot of times. My mother has, every time she had a visitor, she had him write his name on the closet. And she had quite a list there, and those names were all on there.
Yeah.
A little bit away from the church now, community-wise. Do you think that people, I have a question, do you think that people are interested in each other more today than they were, I mean, they cared about each other more today than they did back there in the years before?
Well, I don't hardly think so. I think the old people, they visited a lot more each other than we young people do.
How did you do that over there? Did you go for suppers, or were you invited out, or you just go by your own initiative? I mean, by
oh,
your
oh, lots of times we were invited out for dinner.
You did that over there. Yeah.
Oh yes.
Well, back then we have TV now.
Well, we didn't have it then.
Yeah.
No, that's right. Mr. Gehring, I remember that. Nights got pretty lonely with the kerosene lamps. When did you get your first electricity on your in your house?
Well, I don't know. Just
was it did you have a Delco or something like that, or did you get on the REA?
Oh, what we had before that, you mean?
Well, when did you get the first electricity? Yeah, I mean, what did, was it the REA, or was it, did you have a Delco or plant or something like that with batteries?
No, it was built out for Mount Ridge.
Yeah. Highline, huh?
Highline.
Yeah. That's probably 1941.
Oh, somewhere there.
Yeah. America. Roosevelt's time.
Tell about the first telephone.
Yeah, how about, what do you remember the first telephone?
Oh, yeah, sure. I was 17 years old.
7 years old, huh?
17.
17.
I helped build the first line out.
Did you?
Yes. And we were about 20 or 30 on that line, and you know, the phone rang, why everybody was on that.
Everybody listening, huh?
Yes.
Boy, you must have had a lot of rings. What was your ring?
We had four longs.
Four longs.
Four longs.
Five longs was for everybody to come on. And you had a central in the Mount Ridge?
Mount Ridge.
Everybody knew her, huh?
Oh,
she knew everybody.
Yeah, sure.
Anybody was sick, she knew about.
Yeah.
And that's why you thought you'd care more today. I think that's true. We had that too, you know, it's the same thing. But when did you have you get your first automobile?
Well, I wouldn't tell you, I wouldn't know the year. It was a Model A. No, a Model T.
Model T.
Model T.
You know what you paid for it? Was it a new one?
$300.
Was it a new one?
Yes.
$300.
Yes.
Who was the first person in Zion community to have a car?
Huh?
Who was the first person in Zion community to have a car?
The Zion community? You want to ask me that? He doesn't know.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I can tell you a lot about cars, about the Hudsons.
That
was Aunt Eliza and Uncle C.W. had a Hudson. The Jansons had a Hudson. Your grandparents didn't have Hudsons. It was a group there that had Hudsons and Buicks. My folks never were that impressive. I mean, they drove, well, we had a Dodge. So we had Fords.
Out of the line.
Yeah.